T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I just came back from Germany.
I know, actually. I heard that you were shocked that the saunas allow people who are fully nude to go in there.
Yeah, and I found myself just going in fully nude at one point.
How was that experience for you?
It was really, thank you so much for asking. It was really nice.
So, okay, let's go back to this. Let's walk me through it. The first time you go in, you got a towel on, right? Then you see everybody else and you're like, wait, am I doing this wrong? You know, because as an American, we don't want to offend it if you're not used to the customs. So then the second time you're just like, you know what? Don't need the towel.
I think the third time you just want to blend in with everybody. It looked weird if you wore a towel. So.
And so there was three times.
There's three times. Yeah.
Were there more?
I believe I went in the sauna every day. I was there for a total of 4 days.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love it. Because I'm used to when I go to the sauna or anything like that.
Oh, being fully toweled up.
It used to be back at my old gym, and it was the old JCC. So it'd be me and a bunch of old Jewish guys sitting around.
Okay.
And that's not something I wanted to see. That's not something I wanted to show them either. I wasn't proud of it on either way. So
I suppose everybody wants to steam.
I guess that's the shame, though, that I have as an American.
I guess we should tell our radio audience we're here with Charlie Booth.
Who likes to be nude in Germany.
I have a new song called Mother. My name is Charlie Puth, and that was a great way to start it off. Hi, guys.
We're very excited that you're here in Hartford. You've been here a few times. You did our All-Star Christmas. We love it every time you come back.
Yeah.
This time you're back and you're ready to roll. I was looking for the platinum blonde hair, but you're constantly changing it up.
So I could match you a little bit.
I can just take mine off, just so you know.
Oh, okay. It's easy. What did I do? I shaved my head, didn't I?
They did.
Yeah, much easier. Much easier to deal with, yeah.
So I got to bring up, last week we all saw you on Ellen.
Uh-huh.
It was a great episode. Ellen surprised you
with
Jennifer Aniston coming out.
Yeah. Well, a little bit of a sidebar. She did text me beforehand say that Jen was there and if I'd like to meet her. I just didn't know there was going to be on.
Like when it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because Ellen's known for surprises.
Yeah, it was nice.
So I got to say, are you dating Jen Aniston now?
I am not dating Jen Aniston.
The chemistry the two of you had was insane. She was so nice and you were like a schoolboy, but the two of you, I saw a spark.
It's very sweet of you. She's very nice.
But you told her the story where you were hanging out with her co-stars, Lisa Kudrow and Courtney Cox, and she was supposed to show up to party. Charlie, when did you transcend to this next level and now you're are you the next friend?
I think Mother is just a song. When I wrote Mother.
Is it mommy issues? Like, because Jen Aniston is a little bit older.
Oh, I was. See, I walked myself in.
Yeah, you did. Seventh friend, is your mom, does she now know Jennifer Aniston too?
I think I'm so happy.
Are
that
you blushing?
I'm so happy that all of this Friends promo is surrounding my new single Mother that everybody should call into the station and request right away.
Well, the song is going to be great. I mean, every song you've done is awesome. I love the way that you have so much musicianship that you put into each song. It's not like something you farm out to other producers and things like that.
Yeah, you've brought back like that big sound with lots of instrumentation and like jazz feel and experimenting with things like that, kind of those little knocks of old school a little bit. So, you know, you've kind of got that. Mm-hmm. I feel like you could be in a zoot suit in the 40s if you were to time travel.
That might be
where you would end up in a jazz stage somewhere.
Maybe that's
somewhere.
The next record, is that?
And those pants are kind of coming back, too.
Yeah.
The pleats and the high waist.
Absolutely.
No, I like them.
High zip pants and everything. Yeah. Like, I'm soon going to be wearing those, like, one of those bucket hats that Wham used to wear or something.
I feel like in this interview, I should have brought a bell so that Charlie could hit it whenever he wanted to say, okay, boomer, to us.
Yeah.
We're old. It's fine.
No, but I think people will understand that reference. It was good. I would like to point out, everybody listening right now, there's two microphones that are being shoved up against my face right now.
If I can make you feel like you're in Germany, I can go back here.
Ooh, okay.
So it's like surround sound.
Surround sound.
Yeah,
because the Germans have good surround sound.
They do.
I'm just glad we don't have a video for this because this would have been...
It would have been hilarious. Yeah. You know what they gave me today? They gave me, speaking of sound, they gave me a Telefunken microphone. A green one.
Oh, they're
it's
here
green.
In Connecticut. Yeah, Telefunken is here
like,
in Connecticut.
They're like 15 minutes away. That's the
Which one, the M80?
The, look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I use that microphone to record most of my stuff, and now I'm going to use it tonight, which is
Get out
cool.
of town!
Yeah, that's cool, right?
So that's awesome.
You're an audiophile, clearly.
Clearly, yeah.
And so when you go places, is that what you look for? Like, because I know I have weird hobbies, too. Like, when I go somewhere, right. I'll find, like, when I went out to San Francisco, I was like, I got to go to the comic book museum because I love comic books, okay. and I love things like that.
Okay.
And I love, and I'll look at different pens and how artists draw yeah. comics and things and get into the minutiae like that way. When you go places, like, will you try and go over to the factory and get a tour?
Well, usually I'm just doing promo, so yeah. I can't, like, I have no time.
Tell to, Lou, he'll take you right over there.
I have no time to see any other human being except people in where we're at tonight, but I mean, I would love to. I love audio. I love what it does to our ears.
You know who was there the last time we were, because we had an acoustic cafe up there, was Michael Bublé.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah. He's, like, so maybe you guys could team up together, yeah. do a big holiday album. What do you think?
I actually wrote a song for Michael Bublé.
What was it?
Love You Anymore.
Oh, my God.
His past album. It was the Emoji Heart album.
Do you get a lot of money for that every time it plays?
Maybe. I think he's quite popular, isn't
Did
he?
Jennifer Aniston like it?
Oh, my God. You guys are relentless.
Okay, well, if you don't want to ask about her, who are you dating?
I'm single.
We're good.
I'm
okay, single. Stay that way.
Mother is his new single.
That's what I've heard.
It's so good.
Yeah, thank you. I'd say, you know who's playing drums on that? Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers.
No way!
Yeah,
the guy he's phenomenal.
Like, the guy who looks like Will Ferrell.
Just had his birthday the other day. He's like 56 years old, 57 years old.
Yeah,
something like that.
He's a big ball of energy.
Okay, Boomer.
What? I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. If that makes me old, that makes
Flea
me old.
Has a new album.
Those drums, yeah, yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Flea does have a new album.
Book out.
Yeah, a new book.
Yeah, biography.
I just saw that today.
His eyeballs are like piercing blue. You could just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a crazy eye.
Well, we're excited about you performing tonight.
Yeah.
You're so down to earth. Everyone feels like big stars would be demanding and... I don't know exactly.
I mean, you can take a look at my rider. I have Pedialyte,
yep.
some waters, and some popcorn.
Why the Pedialyte? Are you dehydrated and missing electrolytes? Or
well, not right now, but on tour, I might have been at one point.
You find it easy to stomach? It's really sweet.
It's really delicious. You don't like sweet?
No, my kids always had Pedialyte, so yeah. I tried it one time.
You know
what's
great? John Mayer put me onto these Pedialyte pops.
With alcohol?
No.
Okay.
Wow, they're good after alcohol.
That's brilliant, though.
Yeah, you freeze them in there. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, you kind of just kill two birds, one stone.
I think we've derailed this. By the way,
we started out off the rails. Let's not pretend this was on the rails.
6 degrees of separation. John Mayer was the first person that Shawn Mendes, the last person he got a celebrity text from.
Mm-hmm.
So is he also in your cell phone? Like, are you texting each other?
Well, I got a new number, so no one's texting me right now. But I don't know. No one's texting me today. It's kind of nice.
How often do you change your phone number?
When a lot of people get it.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I think like every like 8 months.
Kind of like industry standard?
I try not to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when like 15 people I don't know are calling me,
yeah.
It's time to change.
Before you got to stardom, how long did you have your cell phone number for? Because I know my wife, wow. She was very mad. When we were going to switch to like a family plan, she was like, no, I'm not losing my Connecticut number. I've had that forever.
Of course. I had my 732 Jersey number since like 7th, 8th grade.
Do you keep it on like an old burner phone that, you know, you keep in a shoebox somewhere?
I wish. I just wrote it down on a piece of paper. I'm sure somebody else has it now.
Before we let you go, what are you doing?
We should call it right now.
We should call
it. And see
it.
Who's there and be like, hey, this is Charlie Puth. That's my old phone number.
Let's not.
Before we let you go, we have to ask what you're doing for Thanksgiving. Big traditions? Are you going to be home? Are you going to be traveling?
My life is pretty hectic all the time, yeah. So I like to keep it as traditional, family, just... easy as possible. I'm really looking forward to it and just inhaling pumpkin spice lattes and gravy up my nose because that's what we do.
That's an odd place
that's
to put it up
odd.
Your nose.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never done that. Yeah.
Well, Charlie Puth, thank you for joining us on 96.5 TIC and good luck
guys.
With
thank
the new
you.
Single.
Oh, yeah. There's a single. Oh, yeah. Go listen to the single.
You're a singer?
I'm a singer. Yeah. I'm a singer. My name is Charlie and there's a single called Mother. And
is that short for something?
I think...
Charles, perhaps?
It's short for Naked Sauna.
I will say someone the other day was like, who wasn't familiar with me. I went up to them and I was like, so they were like, what brought you to LA? And I was like, oh, I'm in the music industry. She was like, oh, good luck with that. And then
hope you get a hit.
I was not even. She was like, oh, good luck with that. And went back to her job. And I was like, I love her.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's great.